the table with Messiah tanking it up. I do not believe he just believed.
What's up, lad?
No, you might hit that over.
Hello and welcome everybody to another episode of the League Rundown. I don't know what episode this is because I don't have a sheet in front of me, but it's lovingly entitled Happy Birthday, Duffy. Jax and Kangas stumble their way through hosting a Jeopardy episode. It's off season. It's going to be a little loose this time around. We're also trying out live streaming to Twitch yet again. So shout out to everybody watching live on Twitch. If you are just listening along at home, do not worry. You will not be losing out on any of the tradition of the Jeopardy episode. We've done this every year now for the past couple of years. So shout out to Jax, who is joining us here, who has the Jeopardy board. Jax, how's it going today?
It's going all right. I've tried to make a Jeopardy board that we will not have all the hosts in negatives.
We have a bad track record of that, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, slightly. But joining us, we have fresh out of the trash bin. I almost said pan. It's Badger. How's it going? I'll ask to introduce you in proper order this time.
You know. You say something about hosts being in the negative, but if I remember correctly, I'm pretty sure I'm on a winning streak when it comes to these episodes. So
you
I
are.
Have to keep the title up.
I'm pretty sure you were a guest host.
Yes, that's literally the guest how he host. Got on this show.
Yeah.
Because I did Sam's Trivia. That was the first episode I did, like, of the new iteation of this, and then
interesting.
First time you had been on Rundown in years, and the first time you had done any podcast in like a year and a half.
It was a long time between podcasts. Yes.
No pressure then to the last person that we're going to introduce here for maybe the pedigree of our guest that we bring on. But let's get through the rest of the hosts. We have on the loose. He's Mongoose.
If there are no PCS questions, I'm going to be in the negatives. I know nothing.
Okay. There is at least one. I can't remember if there's more than one.
Can I take a computer in the closet for 500?
I did.
That's a funny joke for anybody watching because
I did comment in Kangas's Twitch chat that I was like in the closet and he completely forgot for a moment that my setup's in the closet.
I really did. I thought it was like a Zoomer phrase. He was like, I'm whipping in the closet right now. I was like, I don't know what that means. And then I realized he's literally in the closet. But you know what? We love you anyway. We also have joining us, Mazelle.
Hello. Hi. I'm excited to play Jeopardy.
We're excited to play Jeopardy. This is your first Jeopardy episode, I believe. Mm-hmm. Because you're a newer addition to the mainstay of hosts here. So, I mean, you played Jeopardy before, so yeah. it's just that, but hopefully easier this time. So, Mazelle's entire perception of this is going to be this was like a great experience. Most of us, it's not that. But then I teased it a little bit before. This is a special episode, and we have a special guest joining us from the Patreon. We have the one, the only, Waldo, coming on to hang out with us for Jeopardy. Waldo, welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be here, and I'll try to have a lower score than you, Kangas.
I don't know if you want to set that up now. Wait till like halfway through.
Oh, no. I'm aware that you usually do absolutely terrible.
Yeah, that's the key there is, Waldo, good luck. That is an accomplishment if you manage it.
It actually is kind of impressive if you do, based on... I usually do try for the first half, and then by the end, I'm just like, you know, it's over. I can't win unless I just Hail Mary every time. But with that said, that's introductions out of the way. We're not going to talk too much about news in this episode just because it is off season. We will have plenty of time to talk about things. And honestly, not an abundance of things happened this last week. LCS still has not announced much. LEC has announced some of their format changes, and they actually just put out a interesting document about their ethics, their esports like ethics code update. So if you want to read that, check it out. I believe it's been linked in our Discord. Speaking of, Mongoose, if people want to hang out with anybody and chat with us about everything happening in the league scene, where can they do that?
come join the community Discord. Ton of fun. It's off season right now, so you're not really missing out on anything. Now's the best time to join. You can come in, wait for things to start getting rolling for spring or winter, whatever people are calling their first split, and come join in on all of the fun antics that happen throughout the season.
Absolutely. And one final shout out to Faker, who I believe just like 30 minutes ago won Athlete of the Year at the Game Awards. So there you go. Well done, Faker. Bring it in for League of Legends. With that out of the way, Jax, we're here for one purpose. I'm going to full screen it, or at least make it bigger for everybody on Twitch. If you're listening along, we'll talk you through the categories. But I'll have Jax actually introduce the category since he will be hosting Jeopardy.
Yes. So this is Jeopardy. I'm your Alex Trebek tonight. I have specifically made this Jeopardy board to be a 2023 in review. There are no historical questions on this board. If you started watching this year, you can answer these questions.
I like that.
That is where I'm going with. I've tried to make it easier this time. I'm not going to ask you anything about 10 years ago this time around.
Dang.
Maybe this levels the playing field. Maybe Badger isn't
it. But I was actually watching back then.
It usually is. So was I. So was Badger.
I get hosed by any question before 2016. Exactly. Like, I just, it doesn't exist in my brain.
So this one should be newer, watcher friendly. Our categories today: we have wild winners, laughable losers, raucous rosters, silly stats, and alliterative all-stars. And
okay,
I need to roll a die, don't I?
I feel I like I'm gonna so. Do really bad. I already.
And
I'm
a reminder
it.
For anybody who hasn't tuned into any of our past episodes, this is we have a buzzer set up, so it will be traditional rules. I don't think you'll hear the buzzer if you are just listening along. But we will be buzzing
all right.
in, so Jax
all of you
will know
buzz in, so I have
it.
An order for my 1 through 5. Okay,
I got it first. I won. I won the buzzer.
Wait, you actually did. You are the one who wins the dice roll. So Kangas, go ahead and pick the first question.
That means I get to go
pick
first.
The first answer.
Kangas gets to lose points.
Yes, I will
first.
Reset the buzzers. And also to emphasize, this is Jeopardy. Your answers must be in the form of a question.
I feel like I've lost points on that in the past.
You
well.
Have.
You have definitely okay. lost points on that.
Give me silly stats. We're going to start simple. Give me the 200.
All right. Silly stats for 200. The bloodiest game of Worlds 2023 had 49 kills in 38 minutes between these two teams. Name one. All right. Mongoose.
What is loud?
That is incorrect.
Ooh.
Badger.
Oh God, I was hoping. I thought you were gonna get it. what is PSG?
That is incorrect.
Damn. I was thinking it was them. But.
Kangas.
This is gonna be a weird one. What is Team Liquid?
That is incorrect.
Damn
we're
it.
Off to an amazing start.
Damn it,
Mazel. Oh, Mazel.
What is T1?
That is incorrect.
Let's go.
All right. Let's go.
So
we're doing great.
We're all of the hosts, Waldo.
Waldo, bring us in. Bring us home.
Who was even at Worlds? Who is BLG?
BLG is also incorrect. The correct Wait. Answers were G2 and Wing.
Oh, I was about to say. I forgot nope. about that game. I just remembered nope. it.
Yes, that Swiss stage game that went long yeah. as hell and was insanely bloody.
I legitimately thought it was the TLT1 game. I thought that their game was like that bloody, but I guess it wasn't that bloody.
Yep.
Because I just remember Broken Blade intercepting Wei. No. Whoever the jungle, I forget who the jungler was for the team.
It's okay.
With the Yone ulti, and he was going for backline.
How did none of us pick G2?
We're off to an incredible start.
Hey, we're all tied yeah. still. That's all that matters.
Kangas, yeah, honestly, you still have control great. Of the board since
oh,
no one
God,
got a question
I do.
Correct.
Well, now I'm scared of the silly stats. Let's go. Oh, God. I need to get one of them. Alliterative All-Stars for 200.
For 200. All right. Bjergsen was on a starting roster in the LCS in 2023 for this team. Badger.
Who is 100 Thieves?
That is correct.
Easy.
Damn.
That's who I thought it was, but I was so afraid. I had it. So I was like, if I buzz in a little later, then I can pick up some.
All right.
I knew it was 100 Thieves, but I didn't buzz right away because I second-guessed. I was like, is this a trick question?
You do
like,
not need to wait for me to finish reading the question to buzz. I'm not even looking at the buzzer right until I've finished reading the question so that people listening and not watching are getting the full experience. Badger, you are the only one who is not in the negatives. You have control of the board.
let's do silly stats for 300.
Silly stats for 300.
In his boots.
I'm terrified.
This was easily the shortest game of MSI 2023. Oh, God. Mazel.
Mad Lions. Wait, no.
Wait,
Team Liquid T1. Wait, no, that
Liquid one wasn't out there.
Never mind.
You also did MSI, answer in the form MSI, of a question, oops. So whatever you said would have been wrong.
True.
All right, Kangas.
What is... Damn it, who did Golden Guardians play? What is Golden Guardians JDG?
That is incorrect.
Damn it!
Waldo.
What is Mad Lions JDG?
That is also incorrect.
Whoa!
Mongoose.
What is Mad Lions T1?
That
1647.
That was it. That's correct. Right. That's I know it was Mad Lions. I couldn't remember.
I thought that was the Worlds the previous year. Oh, that was MSI.
I forgot that game was that.
Damn it! How did I? Now we should all be embarrassed. That's like our pride of as NA.
Right?
That hasn't happened to us.
What do you mean?
Like we talked about that so much on the show.
We did.
At least we all didn't get it wrong. Last year,
it's true. Someone got it before we cycled through all of
it. Got it right.
Mongoose, you're in control.
Let's do.
I'm just shocked you guys keep going for the hard category. Wild winners for 200. Okay. This team won the LEC Spring Playoffs. Mongoose.
What is G2?
That is incorrect.
Wait, no, they didn't. Fuck.
Badger.
Who are the Mad Lions?
They fucking...
That
I
is
forgot
correct.
They changed Spring and Winter.
Yep.
All right.
That's why that was the 200, not the 100.
Okay, that is literally why
it's
that
funny
was
that
the
you
200.
Did that. It's funny that those questions came back to back.
It is.
Yeah, that's good.
That is literally why I put it at 200 instead of 100.
Back yeah, that was right before they went to MSI,
that's the
right?
The format change, yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Incredible.
So, Badger, you have control of the board.
Let's do laughable losers for 100.
Laughable losers for 100. The only team that managed to miss playoffs in both spring and summer in the LCS was this team. Oh, God. Kangas.
Who is Immortals?
That is correct.
Kangas.
You're damn right it is. I'm not negative 500.
No, you're
really
negative
400 now.
All right, quick update for everybody listening. Waldo and Mazel are at negative 500. I'm at a cool negative 400. Mongoose at negative 100 and Badger in the lead at 200. The only one in the
I tried to make this easier, hoping maybe someone would be in the positives. And you guys immediately go for the hard category.
Oh, no.
Kangas, you do have control of the board since you actually
control.
Got a question correct this
I got
time.
One right. That might be a first. Okay. let's keep it going. Laughable losers for 500. We're hitting one of the big ones.
Okay. Laughable losers for 500. This team somehow had the worst overall win percent of any team out of the four major regions during the summer sprint regular season in 2023. Mongoose.
Shit. What is Mad Lions?
That is incorrect.
Damn. That was a bold
Badger.
Yes.
Who is Vitality?
That is correct.
Oh,
I knew
no!
it was one of the LEC teams.
Because they went 0-9.
Yeah.
They went 1-8.
Oh, 1-8. Okay. I was about to say, I know it was Vitality.
It's still the lowest win percentage of any team out.
Because I was thinking, like, Anyone's
summer.
Legend, Guangdong yeah. Creek slash Nongshim Red Force came to mind, but I'm like, no. Just
all right,
beating EU while they're down at this point.
Badger got a 500. He's in control of the board.
Damn it.
Laughable losers for 400, please.
Laughable losers for 400.
We like this category.
This LCK team only managed to get two series wins in the entirety of the spring season. Badger.
Who is Nongshim Red Force?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Shame on you for putting any LCK or LPL.
I made sure to include Shame questions for all four major regions plus international competition.
Speaking of Shame. Korean teams that I just Shame. Mentioned like 30 seconds before.
Yeah, yeah. I should have just gone for it based on
All right. Badger, you have control.
Let's do laughable losers for 300.
All right. Laughable losers for 300. Somehow, out of all the LPL teams that those of us in the West haven't heard of, this LPL team, who longtime Worlds viewers will remember, had definitively the worst record in Summer Split, going 2-14. Kangas.
I have no idea.
Why did you buzz in?
Because I didn't finish reading the question. I thought I knew where it was going, and then I realized I didn't.
Take a guess.
Who is... I don't freaking, I'm trying to remember what Lennon would tell me about things. if I just don't answer, wait, no, you said, I'm going to steal one of Badger's ones. Who is anyone's legend?
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
Badger is next. Badger,
who is Team WE or World Elite as they were formerly known as?
That is also incorrect.
Fuck.
Mongoose.
Who is Rare Atom?
That is also incorrect.
Damn.
Mazel, you have to save
Waldo.
Well, Badger had my guess, so I'm going to go, who is RNG?
That is definitely incorrect.
Who?
And Mazel did finally buzz in, so Mazel. I'm sorry?
What'd you say?
Who is LGD?
That is correct.
The boy Shadow. No. Unlucky.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, they were at Worlds, yeah.
They gold 5.
Got yes.
They were Got infamous at Worlds if as I, being like the worst showing any Eastern team had ever done.
Poor, if poor I Shadow. Just don't answer anymore, I might be able to not be last. So I think that could be the strat going forward.
Oh my god.
Hold the line.
All right. Well, Mazel, you have control of the board. Where do you want to take us?
Let's do alliterative all-stars for 100.
Alliterative all-stars for 100. PCS superstar Maple played for these teams in 2023. Oh. Mongoose.
What is TSM and PSG Talon?
Yes, of course.
Thank God.
There it is. There's the PCS but
I
was like,
teams, plural? I forgot. No, I would have got it.
It's a shame, Mongoose. It was only worth 100 points.
It was only worth 100 right. points. That's all right. We've I talked got it. About it a lot, but I also made I you name it. Both of them because I didn't want to make it too easy.
True.
I got all it. Right. That's all that matters.
Mongoose, where are we going?
Let's go Wild Winners for 300.
Wild Winners for 300. The LCK spring regular season was dominated by this team up until their loss in the finals of playoffs. Mongoose.
Who is T1?
That is correct.
I was going to get that one. Damn.
I was on the wrong screen.
I was just saying, but we were all going to get that one.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You should give us all the points, actually. I think we should all just go up there.
Mongoose, you have control.
Let's go Wild Winners 400.
Wild Winners for 400. This LPL team managed to outperform JDG in the summer regular season, securing first place before playoffs. Kangas.
This was BLG, right?
You are correct.
Let's go!
Look at that. Kangas getting an LPL question correct.
I got one! Mom, get the camera.
All right. Coffee before bed, paying up clutch.
Let's go.
No, that was something that they mentioned on World's broadcast a couple of times. Like, I remember that being a narrative that came up. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Kangas, where are we going? We've cleared about half. Let me check in. We've cleared about half of the board.
Yes.
Waldo is at minus 800. Kangas is at minus 300, shockingly enough. Mongoose is at minus 500. Badger is at positive 800. And Mazel is at minus 200, mostly because he's slow on the buzzer.
True.
Kangas, where are we going?
All right. If I get 300 points, I will end zero. But that's not technically positive, and I've never once ended one of these positive. But I've also never ended one at zero. So we're going to go alliterative all-stars for 300.
Alliterative all-stars for 300. This player is the oldest player who attended Worlds 2023. Mongoose.
Who is Yudapon?
That is incorrect. Kangas.
Oh, fuck.
I made a mistake.
You sure did.
Damn it. Double There's down. No 600 on the board either. Okay. Make who is double lift?
No.
Huh?
Well, he's 30. He was at Worlds, right?
No.
No. Waldo. Right.
I mean, I'm going to be wrong, but I'm going to say who is Faker?
No. Mazel.
It's the wonderful story. Who is Appaman? APA man? That's what I want to say, but...
Oh, that's right.
I couldn't remember his name.
Great story with you know, I might have done badly, but yes. I hope you look at me.
Oh, you're
that's,
right.
That's why I put this at 300, because so this was a narrative that was talked about of him coming out of retirement.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
We positive, literally, baby!
Literally came out of giving a retirement on summer playoffs.
I just couldn't remember.
Okay, again, all if right. I stop answering, I can still not get last place.
We'll see.
Hey, you'll get third.
All right, Mazel, you have control of the board.
Oh, I'm scared.
Oh, no.
Raucous Rosters for 300.
Raucous Rosters for 300. This player replaced Xiaohu on Royal Never Give Up for 2020.
Oh, where's the buzz button? Damn it.
Oh, shit.
Mongoose.
Fuck.
Come on.
I don't know.
Mazel knows this one.
I do know this
one. I know it's not right. Who is Cryan? I forgot that it was.
That is incorrect. Mazel.
Am I wrong too? I think I'm mistaken myself.
Well, it's your turn, Mazel.
Well, maybe I'm wrong. Who is Breathe?
That is also incorrect.
That was 2022. No.
He went back to mid lane before he left RNG.
Badger.
Oh, God. Because Cryan was going to be my answer, and then I didn't know. And then you said no, and then I thought it was the top lane one, but it was. Who is?
I know how it is again.
Oh God, who is? Fuck.
Why am I dumb?
I got nothing. I just all took right. my points away.
Badger loses some points.
I don't know.
Kangas and Waldo are not even buzzing in.
Can I buzz again? Nope. I want to buzz
so,
again.
I won't give you the points, but if you know the answer, you can go ahead
Tong
and say
Yuen.
No.
No, wait. Who is?
Oh. The correct answer is who is Angel.
Well, okay, technically, then Tong Yuen replaced Angel. So,
yes, you know. Exactly. I was very specific.
By transitive
Angel
properties.
Replaced Xiaohu.
Wow. And that was 300?
Uh-huh.
That was 300. Jeez, that's why I've been avoiding the rosters. I'm terrible with rosters.
Mazel, oh, I believe God. You are still in control.
Oh, great.
I can't wait for this one.
And he's negative again. For 500.
No!
Raucous rosters for 500.
Wait, can you reset buzzers?
This is your chance.
Yes. This player replaced Evie on Detonation Focus Me. He didn't even last with the team through 2023.
Oh. How the God, hell why am I are we supposed to know this?
That's why this is the 500.
What is wrong with you?
Anyone gonna try? Mongoose is gonna
Holy
try.
Shit. Who is?
I would have had.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck?
I was like,
I had a whole segment on him in between World. Yeah.
Nice.
I did a whole segment on him.
All right. Mongoose coming in clutch with the 500 snipe answer.
Wow. That one was easier than the 300.
If you say so.
Let's do,
you have control of the board.
Let's do wild winners for 100.
Wild winners for 100. This team won the LCS summer playoffs. Kangas.
Who is NRG?
Of course.
Let's go.
That is the easiest question. But I gave it in the form of
a chant. I just.
Let's go.
Technically, you didn't say esports. You know, I don't know.
Energy esports. True.
He phrased it in the form of a question. He gets it.
I did.
That also, is the easiest question on the board.
This is something we haven't really been able to do in past episodes because we haven't had live Twitch yet, but shout out to Medic 002, who's basically just been popping off with all correct answers in Twitch yet. They're doing crazy.
So you guys have someone cheating for you and you're still getting these questions wrong.
I'm not looking at I just am peeking in every now and then.
Peeking.
I can't wait for it because we're getting to like the really hard questions.
Right? Mostly we have hard questions left. So, Kangas.
And it's up to me, right?
You get to pick where we go next. Do you want to go for one of the remaining easy ones or go for a hard one?
So, here's the thing. I've never ended positive before.
Narratives.
And we're at negative
just 500. Just all about Kangas.
Silly stats for 500.
Oh, God. Right. The hardest
silly
one.
Stats for 500. This player got the most kills in a single game in the LCS in 2023. Mongoose.
Who is Berserker?
That is incorrect.
Oh, God. Oof.
I'm scared.
Anyone else going to try?
God.
See, the problem is if I get it wrong, I'm not even last place. Screw it.
Kangas has ringed in.
This might be a little odd, but I think I remember a game. Who is FBI?
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
Hey, at least
he think
tried.
Is really close. I think he was in the top three.
I just remember a game he got like 13 kills or something.
Yes.
I know the number, I'm pretty sure. But I don't know the player.
Alright, well, I'm gonna give you guys 5 seconds.
You know what? I'll just say it. Who is Prince?
No.
Yeah.
Wow, you tried.
Mazelle has also buzzed in.
Why not? Because he was our solo kill king, but he's probably not that.
I was also thinking about MNS. Him.
Who is MNS for
C9? No,
it is not MNS. And Waldo wisely not even trying.
Question, none of us are in the positives anymore.
It's true. Mongus just had to say something, all right?
This one was 500 for a reason because...
bully us.
Is it the TL mid?
It's like
no. The correct answer is revenge. Who is
That's the other player. I was thinking it was a top laner.
He got
like,
18 kills and I believe a pentakill on Jax.
Oh my god, good that one him. Good game he had.
What a guy.
Yes.
What a guy.
That was the most kills in a single game across
the
entire
I couldn't remember
process.
Who. I couldn't remember which top laner it was and then I defaulted.
I don't remember who had control of the board. Was it Kangas? It was Kangas.
It was Kangas thing.
Okay, well, hear me out. Kangas, if I get two of these in a row, alliterative all-stars for 500.
Alliterative all-stars for 500. Out of all the champions he played in 2023, Perks only has 100% win rate on these two. Name one. Mazelle.
What is Yasuo? I don't know.
That is incorrect.
Damn.
Mongoose.
What is LeBlanc?
Also incorrect. Anyone else want to try?
I'm going for the least amount of points.
That seems to be the case now. Mongoose and you are competing.
Had to say something.
See,
Kangas is in second place with minus 1,000. Waldo.
That's what I'm saying. If I don't want to answer because Waldo has the right strategy of just not talking for
Waldo, our guest.
And I'm in danger of losing.
And then I made
you have buzzed in, Waldo.
In.
What is your answer?
What is Azir?
Oh, you buzzed it. Let's go.
Azir is also incorrect.
Oh,
okay, well, now I can do it and feel a little
bit. Yeah, you can.
Let's go, Kangas.
I'm just saying, we can also just time out the question and go to the next one, and you'll still have control of the board.
Come on, Kangas. If you get it right, you'll be halfway there.
I'll.
Three.
Living on a prayer.
Two. One. Oh, Kangas buzzed
why
in.
Did I do this?
Why did you do
why
this?
Why did I do this?
What's your answer, Kangas?
I'm trying to think of the wacky stuff he played.
Just
honestly,
name a mid lane champ.
Who is just name a mid lane. Silas?
Silas is incorrect.
No. It's got to be something he
Badger
played like
wisely
once.
Not throwing away his 0 points. I already counted down. The correct answers were Talia
I was,
or Ryze.
I thought Ryze was. Mm. I thought it was Ryze. Shit.
The key here is it's 100% win rate. You know it was a one game champion.
Exactly. Yeah. I was thinking maybe he like got a good.
I was. I was thinking of the copy pasta, and I'm like, Ryze? No, because. But yeah, no, I should have done it. It's fine.
It's fine. Everything's okay.
Mazel is now in second place at negative 1,200.
I thought for sure we'd have some positives this time around. These questions are so much easier.
Are they?
Are they?
It's easy when you know the answer.
I always overestimate how much we remember.
I don't remember anything.
Rapidly losing our
I remember minor
card,
regions.
By the way. Like,
all right. Well, I believe Kangas still has control of the board.
Oh,
let's go, Kangas.
Okay. All right, Kangas, if you get the rest of the board right, you can go positive.
Raucous roster. How do you say raucous? Raucous rosters for 100.
All right. TSM was so mismanaged in 2023 that this player went back to his home region after the spring split.
Oh,
Badger.
God.
Who is Maple?
Of course.
Literally the same answer.
It's the same question.
I know. But I had to just meme on TSM as much as I could.
Yeah, that's fair. Actually,
it's our last chance.
Who are they? What organization are you talking about?
This organization?
Exactly.
That wasn't an answer to a question, by the way, Jax. I know.
All right. It's
confusing with a who are.
Badger.
Let's do silly stats for 100 because I'm curious what you have there.
Silly stats for 100. This champion was the most banned champion across the entire world's 2023 main stage tournament.
Oh, God. Why am I...
Mongoose.
Who is Orianna?
That is incorrect. Mazel.
Who is Maokai?
Also incorrect. Kangas.
Who is Kalista?
That is correct.
Let's go. Kangas.
Let's go.
Look at that. Kangas got one of the stats questions correct.
We're catching up, baby.
He did it.
I just remember that the only two games after week one, that's why I wasn't sure, but after week one, the only two games played were by NA players, and they were both losses. Every other game, it was banned. So yep. I was like, I feel like it's, maybe that maintained.
So the key there is I believe Orianna was by far the highest presence.
Yeah,
because she was.
They just did
Ori.
You just did Ori
as
your
trades. Banned.
Like,
yeah,
but
like Ori was.
Ori was
if
not
I could, I know.
As much.
I know
it was like
who
five
the
or six games
too.
Behind.
Hear me out. If I get this next one, then I will take second place from Mazel. So I'm going to go for laughable losers for 200.
All right, laughable losers for 200. This team had the lowest overall combined regular season record in the LEC. At 8-19. So this is across winter, spring, and summer. Kangas.
I literally can see their logo. I'm just blanking on it right now. Who are fuck. We just had the coach on. Who are Heretics?
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
Waldo.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm wrong, but who is Vitality?
Also incorrect. Mongoose.
Who is Mad Lions?
No.
What?
Mazel.
Mad did so bad. I don't think you guys realize how terrible that team was.
Who is Astralis?
No.
Oh, my
God,
oh no.
What? At this point, we've eliminated 40% of the LEC. Badger, do you know the answer? God.
He doesn't want to answer because he's at 100, so he can just
buzzed in.
Wait, hold on.
Oh.
I need an answer from you.
I have a name, but I'm feeling it's wrong. Who is SK?
Also incorrect. Okay, my God.
Excel.
We're all negative Nancy.
Badger, you have to get some.
What you all forgot is Excel was the bottom of the barrel, by far worst team in LEC in both winter and spring.
Right.
It was only in summer that they were competent.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about that part. I was like,
recency bias at work.
Yeah. If this was not even close, I think the next closest team had like two or three more wins across regular season.
I'll get back above the positives. It's fine.
Mm. Okay.
All right.
It's fine.
That's still me then?
It's still you. We have five questions left, and Badger is at minus 100, and everyone else is like minus 1,500 to minus 1,900.
Let's go Raucous Rosters for 200.
Raucous Rosters for 200. This player was replaced by Vitio before the summer split of LEC.
Why are so many LEC questions?
Because I'm the one who made the board.
And the podcast covers LCS and LEC.
But where's all the LCS questions?
It's a great question.
I know the team, and I know the...
I know the team. It's just...
Yeah.
This player's so forgettable.
Yep.
I could just, like, throw away a...
And I know where they went, too.
I almost had multiple questions with this player as an answer, too.
Oh, wow.
No one's going to even buzz in.
Give us a second. We're thinking.
Five. Four.
Trebek ain't got no seconds.
Three, two. Mongoose.
I don't even.
Who is Ruby?
That is correct.
Damn it, that's
what
I was.
Oh my god.
I forgot. I'm like, who's that guy from fucking TSM? And just like everyone's like, why did they pick him up?
Yeah. Yep. I was wow. I buzzed in because I'm like, I'm already at the bottom. I might as well buzz in at
Badger's voice.
Because I'm like, Amadage replaced Vitio, but my mind just kept going back to Amadage. Like,
Mongoose?
Let's go with Raucous Rosters for 400.
Oh. Raucous Rosters
last
for
Raucous
400.
Rosters one.
Raucous Rosters.
These players replaced the DRX Championship roster from 2020 God. Through going into 2023. You must name at least two. Mongoose.
Who is Paduk and who is Juhan, if you want to count him?
Those are both incorrect.
What?
Oh.
You fool.
Oh, God.
You fool.
Anyone else want to buzz in?
No.
So, Mongoose, I believe those were players who were on DRX by
Fuck.
Summer.
Fuck.
But well, they are not the ones who replaced the championship roster.
It going into 2023, yeah.
I know one, but I can't think of...
Oh, no, Paduk didn't come in until later.
Exactly.
Waldo, I know you got this.
Oh, no, I got
I believe
nothing
in you.
On this
Three, two,
just say two one. Sounds. Just any two, like, things nope, that your mouth can, like, make.
The correct
up.
Answers are Ductum, Fate, Croco, and...
Ductum! Ductum!
Badger jumped out of his chair
I was,
and is currently
I was
stomping
like,
around.
Rascal, and I'm like, no, he was on... He wasn't on DRX, and then it was just, fuck.
At the start of 2023, he was.
This
was worded very deliberately of this. This is who replaced the DRX championship roster.
Rascal, and it's like, no, Rascal wasn't on there. Fuck my life.
All right, I believe Mongoose still has control.
Badger, you can... No, you didn't answer, did
I missed
you?
I missed an LCK question.
You missed
question.
An LCK question.
Did Badger just not answer then?
No, no one else buzzed in.
Okay.
I was sitting there and I just...
So just for everybody listening at home right now, not watching, we only have three left. We are at the end of Jeopardy. There is Wild Winners for 500, Silly Stats, and Alliterative All-Stars for 400.
There is a final Jeopardy question after this.
There's a final Jeopardy. The current standings with three questions remaining. In first place, at negative 100 points, it's Crit Badger and me. Second is Mazel at negative 1,500. Me at negative 1,600, Mongoose at negative 1,700, and Waldo at negative 1,800.
I told you I'd have a worse score.
I tried
than
to
you.
Make this easier, too.
It's
good
so
at this.
Fun to answer every question, though, if you don't know it.
Yeah, it is so much more fun to answer, and it's just like the objectively best way to play this every year
Plus
is
the,
don't say anything.
I mean, to be fair,
just
I think the listeners
it's
enjoy
so
watching us just absolutely flail about and completely fall apart on
the
easy
questions. The bear behind. Slickle's camera is currently in first place right now because they have just not participated.
So, Mongoose.
The amount of serotonin I get from seeing my name popped up on like who buzzed in, it's insane.
So, Mongoose, where are we going?
Let's go Silly Stats 400.
Silly Stats for 400. This player played the least stage games of any starting roster player in 2023. I only looked at major regions, to be clear. And I do mean starting roster player. People who substituted do not count. Mazel.
Leave for what is it? Leave for EDG?
No.
That would have been funny.
God.
Mongoose.
Oh shit.
There are actually two correct answers to this.
Who is Eminus?
What? No. Definitely not. Kangas.
So the correct version of that Mongoose gave is actually who is Diplex, but based on your reaction, I'm assuming that's wrong as well.
That would also be wrong, yes.
Okay.
Anyone else want to buzz in?
If I had any guesses.
I don't know what this question really means then.
So, I mistakenly lied earlier because
he lied.
There were two Ruby questions. Ruby and Daglis are the correct answers.
Okay.
You're right.
Both of them played three games and then were kicked back out and were not substitute players. They were starting roster players.
Yeah. Oh, how did I forget Ruby?
I was thinking, I'm going to be honest. I thought Uzi just because and then I'm like, wait, no, because they had a long run in.
Yeah. I literally went on Games of Legends and sorted by number of games played and went to each player who had as many or fewer as Ruby. And all of them were like Challenger League or Minor League players who got brought up, sure. Except for Daglis and Ruby.
Wow. That's a good question, though. I like that one. All right. It's one of those ones like makes you think.
Mongoose.
Who is, let's go with Alliterative All-Stars.
Alliterative All-Stars for 400.
He's already ready to answer.
Faker is fond of playing this MMO in his spare time.
Oh, God.
Well, fuck if I know.
There's so many MMOs that I just...
Well, and there are so many Korean MMOs that never come over here to the West.
That's what I was thinking, too.
It's true. Kangas.
I'm going to put some disrespect to Faker's name, and I have no idea, but who is Honkai Star Rail? Let's go!
First of all, it would be what is in this case, but no, it is not Honkai Star Rail.
You know what? I've got points to spare.
Badger.
What is Lost Ark?
It is not Lost Ark.
Okay. That's Waldo, the only one
by
that
the way,
think,
what I wanted to do there is make it mathematically impossible for me to beat you now. Because if you don't answer here, and even if you do answer the next one, it's only 500. You got to do it.
All right.
Sure, why not? I'll buzz in and guess something.
Okay.
Let's go.
Waldo, let's do it.
What is Genshin Impact?
Also incorrect. Mazel and Mongoose not going to take a shot at it. What have you got to lose at this point? Mazel.
This is literally
is
the
new
part
world?
Of
nope.
What is the new world?
That's this not is even... the part of the game where all of us just give up.
He's
right?
Boarding like, it from the West.
We're not doing it.
All right.
Badger's already
Mongoose
won.
Isn't
it doesn't
buzzing
matter.
In. We're leaving it.
I have no clue.
The correct answer is, what is MapleStory?
Oh,
God damn it.
That's a classic.
Yes.
That means there's one left.
There is one left. And our last question is going to be wild winners for 500.
Oh, I'm happy we saved a 500.
This is also literally the hardest question on the board, by the way, because this team defeated Unicorns of Love Sexy Edition to win the Spring MEA Masters Tournament.
God, I know.
I know.
What, you guys literally saved the hardest question on the board for last. Badger.
What is LDLC?
No.
Damn it.
I watched this.
I definitely not.
I watched this series, and I just don't.
Does anyone else want to guess? I do not fault you if you don't. Mazel.
Unicorns of Love, Super Sexy Edition, what is?
No. It's a logo that we critiqued for Worlds one time. It's one of those teams.
No,
I know I can.
Oh, if it's a team that's been in Worlds, then my guess is definitely wrong. But I was going to throw out the only EMEA Masters team that I think I know, and that's who is Carmine Corp.
It is not Carmine Corp.
Oh, fuck.
It had.
I remember watching, and I remember
thinking in my head, I've seen this logo before, and being like, we've critiqued this.
Jaculi?
No.
All right.
It's not.
Three.
I know it, though.
Two.
Fuck.
One. Badger, what is it?
Who is Istanbul Wildcats?
That would have been. Yes.
Ah.
I'm like, it's a word, and I'm like. You're like, it's a world team we critiqued before, and I'm just like, fuck, it was
so. We do have a final Jeopardy question. None of you have any points. You're all in the negative.
I'm winning.
We're just doing it for fun.
So we are just doing it completely
just
for fun.
Just saying Kangas didn't answer the last question just so you can make sure
so,
he wasn't there.
All of you are going to DM me your answers so that we can have everyone answer the final Jeopardy question.
I'm down. I can't really do that.
DM them on your phone.
Stream. Okay, yep, that's good. Okay. Thank you.
Our final Jeopardy question is...
Wait. Oh, my God.
There's no time crunch. It's final Jeopardy. This team played the most best of five matches in 2023. So, everyone, DM me your answer.
DM sent.
Yes.
Do.
All right, Waldo, I just need one from you.
Yeah, I'm typing.
All right. So, the answers we've gotten. Waldo, our guest, has said, who is LNG?
Oh, I forgot to type it in a question.
I forgot to say it as a question. Shit.
You did.
You did,
Badger,
he says, as
Badger
the Grim Reaper over the soul.
Has said T1. Kangas said BLG, bet the house. Mungu said, who is BLG? And Mazel said, who is BLG? Which is the correct answer.
Correct answer. Yeah.
BLG has played 17 best of five matches in 2023.
I'm just happy
I got
it. Yeah,
those lower bracket runs
he won in BLG, and I thought,
and
T1
the reason
is obvious,
for this
but...
is their spring run was a ridiculous gauntlet.
Yeah, they had to do the lower
bracket.
Then they
played a gazillion games in MSI.
Yep.
Then they had bracket. Summer bracket, and then they had a decent run at Worlds.
And they never ran like straight through topside either.
Exactly.
That's why I didn't go JDG.
I think the next highest I found was like 13 best of fives, and it was another LPL team. I can't remember if it was actually JDG or if it was one of the others.
No, I think it was LNG.
Probably LNG.
I think it might have been LNG.
I just forget that the LPL playoffs is just like a fuckload of best of fives.
Yeah, the LPL playoffs is like two entire splits.
I get T1 because they like went to the finals at Worlds, so you think they played a lot of best of fives there, but that's only three best of fives.
Yep.
And they didn't do that well at MSI.
They played four at MSI,
I'm just pleased three of you did, in fact, get the final Jeopardy question correct.
Yeah.
And I was one of them.
Mm-hmm. You were.
Did Kangas?
I'm proud of myself.
I thought they failed the form of a question.
Hey,
didn't get the question format right. So he
look, it's a moral victory, all right? it's about the pride, not the points.
Yeah, because none of y'all had any points. This was all negatives. This was actually worse than I expected.
Speaking of, I am
truly impressed with you guys.
The board got refreshed for the final Jeopardy, unfortunately. I don't remember the exact numbers, but I do.
Never mind.
We have it
over
here.
Tab.
Here we go. Actually, Jax, do you want to give it since you're our lovely host for the game show?
Sure.
Let everybody at home know the point.
Since no one was positives and final Jeopardy was just for funsies, our final scores have Waldo at minus 2,700, Kangas at minus 2,400, Mongoose at minus 2,100, Badger at minus 1,000 as our winner, and Mazel at minus 2,800, making sure that the guest is not last place.
Thanks for that. I needed that.
Being a homie.
Oh my God.
Got you.
I just gotta say, I'm not last, so that's a win in my book.
You didn't answer the last question.
Also, Badger, I can't believe you would embarrass us like this. You're the one that's supposed to.
I was certain that Badger was going to have like 4,000 points by the end of this.
Especially
given how many Eastern questions I had.
We're in esports winner right now, And this is where I usually just like dump all the irrelevant information from the last year.
I'm just saying, I had so many LCK and LPL questions.
Well, the fact that I didn't know the DRX one, or I wasn't confident in the DRX one, was my first sign that I probably am screwed.
It was a rough showing from the crew, but I feel like we should start taking stock of this. If any listeners happen to remember, or if anybody wants, I'm not going to do the work. See, if anybody wants to like figure out the record lowest score we've ever gotten.
Here's the real challenge is I have explicitly asked my Four Words co-hosts not to watch or listen to this episode so that I can play the same board with them. Let's see if any of them do better than you guys.
That would be hilarious.
I mean, they've got to.
Knocked it out of the park.
That's a small, little, tiny bar.
Yeah, how do they do?
But they're not on a podcast where they talk about this shit every week.
I know, right? That would be so funny. Place your bets now, everybody. Who thinks they're going to do better than us?
They're going to knock it out of the park.
You're goddamn right. They're going to suck.
I'm trying to think. Who would be? Maybe Crush?
Okay.
Crush is kind of insane.
Literally... All they have to do is not try to guess answer every a single question. If none of them guess anything,
they can all guess like two wrong and still do better than most of us.
Yeah,
exactly. Oh my God, why are we like this? Why?
Because this is more fun. Why we only do one Jeopardy and we do other formats for the other trivias that we do. Because
true,
we are really bad about not just choosing not to answer when we truly do not know the answer.
Yo, Mongoose whipped me up in shape. He called me, he bullied me, and he was like, yo, you better start hitting that buzz button. I started hitting it. I didn't know what I was going to answer, but I started hitting it.
Bro, that buzz button is so much fun, though.
The dopamine you give for hitting it is pretty good.
Especially when you're really the first good. One. It's like, yes.
Yeah, I was.
And let me just say, we're
never the
much
first.
Better 20 questions.
Never the first.
I'm the fastest.
I was fast. The number of times, though, that like you get that rush for the click into the immediate, oh no.
Despair.
it's just a 180 real fast. Well, thank you everybody
I'm number one into, oh shit, what's the answer? What's the question again?
I'm just saying, you guys did get a couple of the questions that I didn't think would get gotten, like the detonation focus me question, for example.
Okay.
Like, kudos actually getting the pull of Toll 2, because I was certain, like, I tried to make all the 500s hard as fuck. I figured, like, the 100s were all gimmies. I figured most of the 200s would be gimmies, but apparently not. I figured 300 and 400s would be, like, fair, moderate difficulty, and 500s would be fuck you.
Toll 2 got put in just such a bad situation this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm impressed you got that. Was that a 500 one?
Yes, it was.
Nice. Okay, so we did get one 500.
It was the only... No, I think one of you guys eventually got Vitality as the lowest win percent of any major region. So we got two of the 500s correct.
All right. Well, go team. As long as we got almost half. Thanks, everybody, for participating. This was super fun. Thank you, Jax, for putting this together. This was a blast. Yeah. Every year, just getting our teeth kicked in. It's a really enjoyable experience.
Oh, the teeth kicking in one is going to be when I do my quiz the week between Christmas and New Year's. Just be prepared for that one. Start studying now.
And what days exactly is that going to be so I can make sure?
So you can go get your tonsils taken out.
I gotta go break my leg.
I'll have something going on for sure.
Yeah, you're gonna
I lost my voice
on.
That day.
No, you just pull a Duffy. It's your birthday.
Oh, yes, true. Exactly. Yeah, true. Actually, Lennon, we're just fun fact. We're going on a trip for your birthday. So just
Mm-hmm. One of our players forgot their socks. We forfeit. That's
all right. So
we can't wear Crocs on stage.
Something five stars, just like our five.
Yeah, some five stars. Oh, there are five contestants. Thank you, Jax.
Five stars, five contestants. Just,
I love how like I was about to start doing that, but then Jax did the thing I do to Duffy when he's about to do that, where he just does it instead. It's really good.
In the same half-assing this kind of way that you do it to him.
Hey, I full ass that, okay? It's just full ass and shit posted, so you know. All right, thanks everybody for tuning in as well. This was a fun episode. We'll be back with more crazy off-season content next week with more game shows and such. But we love you, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.